Hi, America. Welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Big things happening this week in and out of D.C. I'm sure in your own life, every day is a big challenge, isn't it? Especially when it comes to deciding, flu shot? No flu shot. What should I do? You know, in New York City, they're weighing mandatory sick leave in a lot of private areas, private companies, to match what's happened in San Francisco and also the District of Columbia because of the flu outbreak that's spreading all over the place. So there's big debates certainly in those areas. I think part of the buzz will be in San Francisco and Baltimore about the two Harbaugh brothers facing off. The Ravens coach, John Harbaugh, is going up against his brother, Jim Harbaugh, the 49ers coach, in the Super Bowl game. How about that? How wild is it? Imagine being the parents of these two coaches trying to decide, how do you stay objective? Who are you cheering for? It's pretty clear when you're cheering for them during the season or they're facing other opponents, but now you got your two kids facing off against each other. Maybe they're going to have to call up the Williams family and see what that's like, Serena and Venus, or call up the Manning family, although they've never met each other in a Super Bowl. The two quarterbacks, they've met each other in a regular season game. Could be interesting, though. I don't know. It's just crazy. You think about it, but it makes for an intriguing storyline. And there are a bunch of those already, like Ray Lewis retiring from the Ravens and unknown, virtually blip on the radar screen, 49er quarterback leading the way. You think the famous names of the 49er history in the signal caller spot, the great Joe Montana and then Steve Young. And now here you have Colin Kaepernick or Kaepernick or Capricorn. People can't even pronounce his name, so it is intriguing, let's just say, on media day when all the 10,000 stories come out, because that's what happens. What new and twisted and different angle can I come up with? That will certainly be one of them. In Washington, D.C., the gridlock that usually happens in an inauguration might not be that bad, because you've got part two of Barack Obama, and actually the amount of people that are supposed to hit D.C. or there already, not as high as, of course, the first time around, not as many, it's probably the better way to say that, not, you know, a million plus people, not 2 million people, no place to go, no place to park, no place to lay my head at night, what do I do? All the inns are full, it's not that kind of deal. Maybe 500,000 people, topping out perhaps at 800,000 people, but certainly not the crowds of the last time the inauguration was held for Barack Obama. And he did a private swearing-in ceremony, Chief Justice Roberts at the White House swearing him in. Hey, after Justice Roberts' decision on Obamacare, a.k.a. affordable health care, he was probably pretty much welcomed there. Oh, Chief Roberts, how you doing? Remember all the jokes on that? A lot of people not thinking that Roberts would have come down the way he did, but he certainly did. Martin Luther King Day, we celebrate again, certainly, the civil rights leader's words weigh always on a lot of people's minds, especially when it comes to politics and other things. And it doesn't matter whether you have a D or an R, most people agree on the power of what Martin Luther King was trying to do and the way he was able to amass so many fans and move the civil rights movement forward to certainly affect change, I think, in this nation. Last time I was in Washington last year, I saw Martin Luther King's monument. It's pretty new, actually. And it was incredible this was at night, to see it towering near so many other monuments, standing tall for presidents and stuff. And to look at some of the quotes at the base of Martin Luther King's feet, where they had a lot of them and whatnot. Many people will have off, and there'll be parades and all kinds of things in honor of Martin Luther King. So the president's official inauguration falls on Martin Luther King Day, and people are trying to draw comparisons, which I think, I don't know, if I were Obama, I certainly wouldn't want to have the comparisons drawn there. but some people are trying to make those comparisons. And you may see some big headlines to that effect, not here on America Tonight, but at other places you might see that. So some of the other big news, as we've hit on a couple of the juicier headlines, certainly the Super Bowl showdown at the tail end of the hour. We'll tell you if anybody nailed the score and give you some highlights from those very, very big games that set up San Francisco and Baltimore to ultimately meet in the biggest of games on February 3rd. Now, remember, we have the All-Star or the Pro Bowl game in between in Hawaii, which is so odd. In one way, maybe it's a little bit better, but in another way, I don't think most people are very tuned in for what's going on with the Pro Bowl. Does it take away some of the momentum of the Super Bowl? Probably, I don't think so. Probably not. So many millions of people watch the Super Bowl. It's an event. It's must-see TV. Even if you don't watch football, people are tuned in. And we'll have a nail the score for the Super Bowl. It'll be a big one. It'll be a fun one. And it's not going to be, I mean, that wraps up the season. That's the end of things until we get back to hoops, and then we'll do another nail the score. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, it's like circling lottery numbers. We do it on our Wednesday/Thursday show in the third hour for a couple of segments. You call in, you tell us who you think is going to win the game, what you think the final score is going to be, and you don't have to be even a big football fan at all. It is like doing the lottery numbers. You're just picking numbers out of thin air, and you'd be surprised at how well that often works out. Honestly, it's pretty crazy how that is. If you look at some of the scores, if you just randomly went onto the internet and picked a couple of weeks in football and looked at the scores, you'd see how lopsided they are at times, how low they are at times, and how unbelievably high they are at times. Seriously, you would be. You know what happened in the Vatican? Are you ever hunkering for or wanting for Vatican news? I saw this heading into the weekend, and I thought, isn't that interesting? The Pope Benedict, named 24 new cardinals. See, much different than our political process. We have the swearing in and then the inauguration. But it is a whole different event in Vatican City. It's a land unto its own. And the Pope is the highest of the high when you're Catholic. So 24 new cardinals. And this is, you know, the body that elects the successor and then gives a boost to who's going to regain the papacy, and that would be the Italians, because the new cardinals are two Americans. You've got some Europeans, Latin America, Asia, Africa, and they call them the princes of the church. Isn't that interesting? They get elevated at a ceremony in Rome that marks the, you know, marking the announcement and the end of a weekly public audience. That's one of the things that that happens. It's a very, very, very big deal. And then we move on from there. And who knows? It's all about the smoke and the smoke coming out of the chimney if you get to that point where you have to elect a new pope. Much different from, like I said, the political process we have here in the United States. Who knows what the inner workings of that church are? All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, Martin Luther King's speech. I had a dream. If you've never heard it, stay tuned. We got a big chunk of it coming up next to honor the man here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Said that we were going to talk about Martin Luther King and let you hear some of his I Had a Dream speech. And this is what it would have sounded like so many years ago, the powerful words that people still quote from today. So in honor of Martin Luther King Day, here's the famous I Had a Dream.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, the Negro is still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. And so we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. Believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. So we've come to cash this check, a check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom and the security of justice. We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of God's children. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment. This sweltering summit of the Negro's legitimate discontent will not pass until that is an invigorating autumn of freedom and equality. 1963 is not an end, but a beginning. Those who hope that the Negro needed to blow off steam and will now be content will have a rude awakening if the nation returns to business as usual. There will be neither rest nor tranquility in America until the Negro is granted his citizenship rights. The whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundations of our nation until the bright day of justice emerges. But that is something that I must say to my people who stand on the warm threshold which leads into the palace of justice. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must forever conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protests to degenerate into physical violence. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. And the marvelous new militancy which has engulfed the Negro community must not lead us to a distrust of all white people. For many of our white brothers, as evidenced by their presence here today, have come to realize that their destiny is tied up with our destiny. And they have come to realize that their freedom is inextricably bound to our freedom. We cannot walk alone. And as we walk, we must make the pledge that we shall always march ahead. We cannot turn back. There are those who are asking the devotees of civil rights, when will you be satisfied?
50 years ago, Martin Luther King sharing his vision. How far have we come since that famous, famous speech? Happy Martin Luther King Day, everyone.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
How about this? Terrible, these gun shows in three states. There was gun shows to celebrate Gun Appreciation Day across the nation. And in some of the cases, you had thousands of people that showed up. Unfortunately, at least five people, three in North Carolina, one in Indiana, one in Ohio, were injured. Different scenarios. Weapons went off at all gun shows, all three gun shows. Nobody's shooting at anybody, just freak accidents. The most happened at this gun and knife show in Raleigh, North Carolina, where what happened was gunfire rings out and happened. They actually, you know how everybody now has a flip phone and or they've got an iPhone and you can just pop up the video. Happened like in the afternoon, and a 36-year-old guy was unfastening basically the case of his 12-gauge shotgun on a table near the show entrance. It accidentally discharged. He was bringing it there to sell the shotgun. So it ended up injuring three people. One was a sheriff's deputy. He had a slight injury to his hand. He was treated, and he was released pretty easily. And then you had another woman who was treated for a wound to her torso, and another guy who was treated for an injury to his left hand. It was just a complete accident that happened, a freak thing where he was, you know, pulling down the gun. And they're actually trying to decide whether they're going to file charges against the gun owner or not, because they're unsure whether it was legal to bring a loaded gun on the state fairgrounds. And that's where it gets a little bit dicey as to whether or not he's going to be charged. And in Ohio, you had somebody who was shot by his business partner at a gun show another weird accident thing, too. And he brought a 9mm handgun to a firearms show fully loaded. And, you know, this goes to the whole thing of loaded, unloaded when you're bringing it somewhere. And unfortunately, it accidentally fired. And when it fired, the bullet ended up going into the arm and into the thigh of the business partner. Oh, boy, he's going to owe him for life, isn't he? Can you imagine? He was treated and released. That was it. And there's another crazy accidental shooting. But here it was Gun Appreciation Day. And this was around America. There were gun rights groups that were pushing people to go to gun stores, gun ranges, gun shows, that kind of thing with American flags or hands off my gun signs to send that message that, hey, get out of here. We're seeing that assault style rifles, the sales of them are skyrocketing. A lot of people are getting concealed and carry permits, that kind of stuff. Again, fearful of where the conversation's headed in this country. And then you have this freak thing that happens in Indiana, Ohio, because Indiana, there was another weird accident, too, just one person. And it just goes to show you got to know what's in the chamber and what you're doing with your gun, because I don't think that they really expected that something like that would happen. This is a sad story. 15-year-old charged with killing 5 people, 15 years old, horrific. And they said it was a terrible crime scene. It happened in a place where I used to work, actually, Albuquerque, New Mexico, a city where I used to work. And it was a well-known pastor, and 4 of his relatives were the victims. Each one was shot a bunch of different times. One of the weapons was an assault rifle, so you know that this is going to be discussed again. It's the 15-year-old. They don't know if he's a family member or what. He's charged with 2 counts of murder, 3 counts of child abuse, resulting in death. So it's a large crime scene, lots of physical evidence, and a very, very sad, terrible thing that happened. The deputies say walking in and seeing it was just absolutely awful, and there's no criminal history that they can find with this teenager. They're charging him as a juvenile, but they could charge him as an adult, and they're baffled as to what happened here, how this, you know, what was it? It's always that question of why. What is it that sent him to this point where he kills these people who could be related to him? And, you know, there's more behind that. Sadly, the passing of a legend after a very long life and a great baseball career. Stan Musial made a huge name for himself. He was one of the best hitters of all time in baseball. Stan the Man was his nickname. He was surrounded by his family in Missouri, and he died over the weekend on Saturday of natural causes, 92 years old. The Cardinals always brought him out whenever they could. He was a left-handed swinger, and if you looked at his stats, he hit above 317 times in a 22-year career, which is amazing. All played with St. Louis. You know, these days how players often move on for better contracts or whatever, or are part of some kind of a deal. In this case, he had 3 National League Most Valuable Player Awards, the one that he would talk about, 3 World Series titles, and he also served, too. In 1945, in World War II, he left baseball to join the Navy, so he retired with a .331 batting average. And he really stood out because he gave back. He came back to baseball a lot, which is great. You love to see that with old-time players. And he'd be there at Cooperstown so often for any of the festivities when it came to the Hall of Fame. And great guy. Had a chance to interview him twice. And I think that, I know one of the times was at Cooperstown for the ceremony for Nolan Ryan, and he just had just wonderful stories. He was filled with stories, loved baseball, and was involved in doing things to help younger players and whatnot, and really, really, really gave back to the game. So a long, long life and an incredible career. We're all about statistics, and certainly this segment is about statistics. So, you know, now you have the second term of the president, forging ahead and looking at where we're headed as a country. The official inauguration, we're expected to be about 500,000 people or so show up in Washington for that, go to the mall area and watch the swearing in. The private swearing in happened on Sunday, and there's, of course, inauguration balls and all that kind of stuff that happened over the weekend. Right now, it's always about the approval rating. Right now, Obama is at 53%. CNN released their poll of polls. That's where you take the average of all the different polls, Gallup, NBC Wall Street, AP, Washington Post, and get a sampling. And the sampling indicates 53% of Americans approve of the job he's doing in office, 42% saying no way, thumbs down. And we'll see where that's headed as we get further into the year and what happens with a couple of key issues and key fights that are bound to happen in D.C., one of them being the guns, another one maybe immigration. Another one will be health care rolling out and a lot of the premiums, because that's what's happening with insurances. People are realizing the premiums are starting to rocket up and they're not happy with it. Even if they initially liked the Affordable Health Care Act, will there be an effect on that approval rating? We'll wait and see how that plays out. But right now, 53% is the average. So that's pretty decent heading into the second time around. But this is just the very, very beginning of the year. Hard to believe that we're a couple of weeks into this. It's a big week for Hillary Clinton because the Secretary of State is really at the finish line now as the top diplomat, as the giving up the Secretary of State spot, going to Kerry now. She came to work last week, and she's getting ready to testify about Benghazi before the House and Senate committees. Her appearance this Wednesday was originally scheduled in December, but was postponed because of the health things that happened with Clinton. So what will that be like? I think they're eager to question her publicly about the assault on the diplomatic post that killed Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans. And we know that there are reports that are fuzzy as to what initially happened, and that before finally it was dubbed as a terrorist act coinciding with September 11th. And as to her predecessor, as she's answering those questions, Kerry should get pretty easy approval probably from committee members, but then they got to wait, and then they got to move to the full vote for the full Senate. So that's how the nominating process works, as you all know. And we'll see if it's smooth sailing once it goes to the full vote in front of the entire Senate body. Might be a little tougher there, but he probably won't have a hard time winning over the full Senate, because he's been around and has friends on both sides of the aisle. If you remember, even when he was running for president, I don't think there was a big concern that Kerry was going to win. He was having a lot of trouble on the campaign trail. But as far as in the Senate, even if he is complete extreme from many of the conservative points of view, he has friends because he knows how to win over his adversaries, I guess. This is terrible, especially since I just went to Ireland, but they're saying that horse meat has been found in hamburgers in Britain and Ireland. The discovery of horse DNA in burgers on sale at supermarkets in both of those countries is certainly hitting the meat lovers pretty hard there. In fact, the Food Safety Authority of Ireland said Tuesday that 10 out of 27 hamburger products they analyzed were found to contain horse DNA. 23 of them tested positive for pig DNA. Yikes!
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Kaepernick lifts the right leg. He takes the shotgun snap, hands it to Gore. Gore running right side. He's in. Touchdown, 49ers. A gaping hole off the right side. And Frank Gore has put the 49ers in front for the first time in the NFC Championship. It all comes to this fourth down. Fourth and four at the San Francisco 10. Ryan in the shotgun. Rodgers to his left. Three receivers right. Ryan takes the snap. Looking, pressure, throws middle. Broken up by Navarro Bowman. The 49ers have held. Ryan spreads the field. He's standing in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Backpedals to the 32. Steps up, throws one, floating it over the middle. Caught by Julio Jones. Tackled there. And the 49ers are going to New Orleans. The San Francisco 49ers. Super Bowl bound. Hurricanes and beignets for breakfast.
Second and goal from the 5. Flacco to throw. Fires to the end zone. Touchdown! Dennis Pitta! And the Ravens have tied it with an extra point pending. Play action. Flacco lob. End zone. Bolden! Touchdown! Anquan Bolden went up and took the ball away from Devin McCourty. Inside handoff. Ridley bounces around the edge. The 45 hits spun. Ball came out. Ball is loose. And the Ravens say they have it at the New England 46-yard line. The officials converge on the pile. And the Ravens have recovered. Patriots bring the blitz. Flacco throws end zone. Anquan Bolden. Touchdown, Ravens. Brady in the shotgun to throw on first down. Has time. Pass deflected and intercepted by Danelle Ellerby at the Ravens' 17-yard line. And the Ravens have done it again.
Woo! You talk about making a play.
I don't know who tipped it, but give him a ball.
Yeah.
Brady from the shotgun on second down. Steps up, fires to the end zone, and it is intercepted! Intercepted by Terry Williams! And the Hayes in the barn! Super Bowl. It's John Harbaugh. It's Jim Harbaugh. It's a family affair for the Ravens and the 49ers at the Superdome in New Orleans.
Bust out the crab cakes, let's eat.
Oh, yeah. Bust out the crab cakes. How about that? Did anyone think that this would come to it in the beginning of the season? The answer is probably not. Both teams highly touted, but I don't know too many people that picked both of them to be vying for the Super Bowl title and to hoist the Lombardi Trophy. The Falcons blew it again. The Ravens topped the Pats, and the 49ers were able to shock the Falcons because they came back from a 17-zip deficit. That's incredible. And the Ravens were able to take advantage of a couple of interceptions and a fumble. And before you knew it, what didn't look so great for them heading into the locker room at the halfway point looked a lot better in the third and fourth quarters of this one. So we got a game, definitely. Super Bowl, the Super Bowl on February 3rd. You know, it's all the hype and the buzz heading into it and the storylines. And I like these storylines. I think we're going to have just a really gritty game. Matt, you're obviously a lover of the great game of football. You've been watching all season long. And I think that the way these two teams match up, it's going to be fun to pick that apart the next couple of weeks. And we're going to have some people on. But the just in general, looking at the matchup of the of these two teams, I think we're going to have a really close Super Bowl.
I hope so. We've been spoiled a little bit this decade with the Giants and Patriots battles. And just a lot of good Super Bowls, because I remember growing up in the 90s, other than the Giants-Bills Super Bowl,
yeah,
all of them were kind of blowouts, like the Cowboys-Bills, the Niners-Bills. There were not a lot of close Super Bowls, but this decade, it seems like the last 10, 12 years, they've been better Super Bowls, the dramatic Super Bowls.
Yeah, I agree. And much different. It's interesting you point to that decade because you didn't see that. So this, if it sets up the way the others have been, and now because of some of the storylines we have, I imagine we're going to get the payoff here. I don't think we'll be disappointed. I think this is going to lend itself to some just a really great game.
How many times do you think Jack Harbaugh is going to get interviewed this week? And then the next 2 weeks,
Everybody's going to be climbing over themselves to interview him because, of course, what is the family going to do? You have your two favorite sons, who you're incredibly proud of, at the success they've had making it through the NFL ranks to end up coaching two big NFL teams, and now here they are in the Super Bowl. It has to be a crazy feeling, a crazy amount of emotions that are running through his head because, you know, who are you cheering for? I guess you just, either way, you win. The father wins because the two sons are in the biggest game that there is, and one of them's going to win, and sadly, one's going to lose. But I think it's going to be rough for the one who loses because they're pretty competitive guys, and they're very close friends. So these are tight brothers, and they live and breathe the game of football. That's how they were raised. And they cheer each other on when they're not opposing each other. And now they're opposing each other in the biggest game that we have. I mean, arguably one of the most watched things in the world, not just America, but in the world, people tune in to watch the football. And it makes it very, very interesting. You know, a sad note to what happened on a great weekend, really, of football. In Atlanta, Falcons fan, apparently, and I didn't realize this, I saw this before I went on the air, so I'm telling all of you. An Atlanta Falcons fan was stabbed in the neck by a 49ers fan in the Georgia Dome parking lot after Sunday's game. This is what's being reported anyway, because witnesses said they saw it, and they were interviewed by the police and by the cameras that came rolling by. But a man rooting for the Falcons got involved in a verbal altercation. They were screaming at each other with a man and two women cheering for the 49ers. Then all of a sudden the argument became violent and the 49ers fan stabbed the Falcons fan in the neck. Oh, how awful is that? They got him to the hospital and apparently it looks like he's going to be okay. He could have bled out in that situation or cut the wrong vein and he would have I mean, that would have been it for him. So all they're saying really is it's unclear if they went to the game, all that other stuff they're investigating. But if this is true, if all these facts prove out to be true, this is awful that fans are that terrible to each other, that vicious, where it's not pleasant trash talking, where you go somewhere and you've got an opposition, you know, jersey, or an opposition person's there and they get crazy drunk or whatever it is, or they have insane rage over their team. I mean, are you kidding me? That you go after someone, you're going after someone else because of trash talking each other? That's ridiculous. It makes you wonder too, where's the safest place to watch your team in a playoff, whatever sport it is? Maybe in your Lazy Boy recliner with your buddies hanging around you. So if you trash talk each other, you think you're relatively safe, or your favorite local watering hole because you know everybody. And would they really take the risk of doing anything? The answer is no, it might get out of hand, but never where someone would stab you in the neck. I mean, that is just ludicrous. It's just ridiculous. All right, one final note here as we spring to the finish line, for this hour anyway, of America Tonight. Weather is changing for a lot of people. I mean, here we are, January. This is the dead of winter for some, and in warmer climates, they're still getting warm temperatures. Like in Florida, they were having problems with the cold, and they were worried about citrus. In California last week, they were worried about citrus, too. My goodness, where are we going to have to go for orange juice? South America? But temps are warming up in Tampa, Orlando, and most of Florida in the 70s, dipping down a little bit into the 60s later in the week. However, in many of the flyover states, the breadbasket, the heart of so many people that listen to America Tonight, I feel you. I love the Midwest. I went to school there, and I went through many, many cold winters. The mothership, there are reports that it is two below.
Those reports are accurate.
That means that you got to wear your gloves. See, that's the problem. When you don't live, after you grow up in a cold weather climate and then you move somewhere else, you kind of start to lose your gloves and your hats and your scarves. I mean, mine are all over the place. I'm lucky if I can match two gloves up. You live in Minnesota. You like pin them to your jacket. Even if you're an adult male, you're walking around with pinned gloves, just like when you were a little boy, because you cannot afford to not have those gloves. You can't leave one glove somewhere on a bar stool, because your hand will end up frostbitten. Oh, that's cold.
Hurricanes and beignets for breakfast.
Bust out the crab cakes, Leffy!
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.